Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I want to talk about this moving down the value chain, what the left is doing. What they can't enact by law to shut you up, like hate speech laws. We don't have those yet. We will soon if Joe Biden's in charge and we lose the Senate. We will. Believe me, there will be hate speech laws. Now, you may say, well, what's wrong with, if you're a liberal, conservatives get the scam, the hate speech, what they're talking about. If you're a liberal, well, what's wrong with hate speech is terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, who defines what hate speech is? It's not as hate speech terrible. It's who defines what hate speech is. But folks, there's a war going on. And what I mean by the left moving down the value chain is they'll start at law. If they can't get hate speech laws, they'll move towards cultural pressure, pressuring Twitter and Facebook to remove people, which they're doing right now. I'll get to this article in a second. When they can't do that, they will move down the value chain and get websites wiped out. Go to places like WordPress.com and try to pressure them to wipe out websites. Oh, Dan, this isn't happening. Oh, I'm not done. I'm going to get this piece in a second. I'll show you what's happening right now. If they can't get your website removed, they'll go to your email service provider, MailChimp. Don't send out emails for these people. The left are socialist, evil, legitimately evil tyrants. I'm not talking about all Democrats. I mean that. I'm talking about this radicalized, substantial portion of the Democrat Party. These are dangerous tyrants. I am not kidding. I can't warn you in strong enough terms. They will never stop. If they can't get that, they'll go to PayPal. They'll go to server farms, whatever they can to wipe out 50% of America from being able to speak. More in a minute, but first.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Look at this Red State article. This should scare the hell out of all of you. Again, it'll be up at the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Please check it out. By Streif. The left knows it can't compete with conservative media, so they're trying to destroy us. Read this article. It's deeply disturbing. Down inside the piece, he talks about how exactly what they know we dominate Facebook. We dominate Twitter. We now dominate Parler and Rumble and elsewhere because our ideas are true and people are patriotic and they love to spread them and share them. Nobody likes to spread a bunch of lies. That's why the left can't compete with us. People are embarrassed quietly by it. I mean, the radicals aren't, but the mainstream Democrats, they don't believe me. They're embarrassed by these buffoons on the left. So they need to shut us up. So they're moving down the value chain. Look at this. It says, quote, this explains the massive investment the left has made in fact checkers. You know, that's a scam. It's also pretty obvious that the message has been sent and received. In the past week, the vote recount group Stop the Steal had 396,000 followers on their Facebook page shut down. MailChimp vaporized their email list. WordPress is booting conservative Treehouse off its server. Inexcusable. I think it's WordPress.com to be specific on that. PayPal has canceled the account of Andy Ngo, who exposes Antifa. MailChimp also canceled the Tea Party group's account for notifying members of the date, time, and location of a recount rally. It's not going to stop, folks. But you can fight back. And we have been. And we've been slowly but surely starting to notch little wins. Listen, I'm not taking any sort of a victory lap. We're barely out of the starting gate, but we're learning how to fight back. We're learning through Parler and Rumble and methods of using social media, the web and email list to get our information out there, or we're surrounding and beating the mainstream media at their own game. Here's a perfect example. I've been talking about Abigail Shearer the whole show. She wrote this book about transgenderism in teenagers and the dangers of teenagers who aren't really emotionally adults yet. They're teenagers. They're still, you know, feeling out life and everything about it. How they're engaged in these surgeries to transform from one biological sex that they are to the sex they think they are. And Abigail Scheer's like, hey, I think that sounds kind of dangerous. You think? So she wrote this book about it. Oh my gosh, you can't have that kind of stuff out there. They're recommending the book actually be burned. So here's an article by Jeff Charles at Red State. Target censorship fiasco shows that conservatives do have the power to influence the culture. Well, what happened? Well, we did what we always do. They targeted Abigail Sharon's book. By the way, she has no problem with adults transitioning from male to doing this transition, sir, none. She just wrote the book about teenagers who may not be emotionally prepared to make such a decision. Kind of a straightforward idea, right? Like, maybe you should think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Left can't have that out there. So a couple of rando lunatics started tweeting to Target, you know, the store Target, which I will never shop in again, ever. Hey, this book should be pulled off your shelves. Target was like, yes, okay, we comply, leftist lunatics. Well, what happened? People like me started tweeting back, well, this is why I never shop at Target. I've got almost 3 million followers and 2 million out on Parler. All of a sudden, Target changed its mind, realizing that fiasco with the bathrooms didn't work out too well for them. Your money talks. So does your voice. Now that we're all getting hardened to the fight that's really going on, we're learning that this fight's never going to escape our door. It's coming to your door now, tomorrow, or next week. You can't avoid it. I think a lot of Americans are figuring that out, and they're figuring, I better dip my toes in the pool right now and get in this fight because they're coming for me next. And you'd be right. Target changed its mind. Put the book back on the shelves. I mean, you don't want to be a book burner, right? Sure you do. You just didn't want to lose any money.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content and use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my Flash Briefing.